today. Amen. After a while, and we're going to pray and start, and we're just going to keep on praying. Amen. So glad that our hope is in God today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us in Joel, how many is ready for the rain? Fear not. Fear not. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Wow. For the Lord has done marvelous great things. Don't be afraid. He goes on talking about the pastures are springing up. Spring is here. There's new things happening. Great things coming up in your life. Amen. And the tree bears fruit. Be glad then, you children of God. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he's given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain, the latter rain, the threshing floor should be full of wheat. In other words, you're going to be blessed. The vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. Woo! And I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, and all those things that the enemy has come in and wanted to take from you, that you have felt like you have lost. God says, I am restoring. This is a season of restoration for you. Amen. And I just heard Holy Spirit say, your children are coming back. Hallelujah. The word that has been planted in them, says the Lord, it's being revived in this season, and I'm causing a stirring to take place within them, and they're going to begin to remember what has been taught to them in their youth, because my word does not go out void. It has been in their heart all along. And there has been a watering upon that word, which is a seed, and this is the season that it's coming forth. And I hear with great passion, will your children serve the Lord? Hallelujah. The calling, hallelujah. The calling that has been on their lives, the enemy that has been after them to harass them and cause them to become addicted to this and that and the other, even as that great addiction has been for the things of the world and drugs and all those things that have been involved in. God says, I'm turning that passion around, and it's going to be for me. It's going to be for the calling that I've placed on their lives. And he says to one, to that mother and father, or their grandmother, the grandfather, or whoever's taking care of that child, he says, don't give up on them, because I have not given up on them. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I have the final say in that situation. Oh my goodness, he says the court does not have the final say. He says their counselor does not have the final say. My goodness. Hallelujah. He says, I will have the final say, and I will bring the restoration, and I will bring the healing, and I will bring the deliverance, says the Lord. So now it's the day to start rejoicing from the standpoint of victory in their lives. And for a while, you will have to dance for them. And for a while, you will have to cry for them. But there's a day that their passion is going to be turned toward the Lord, and they're going to start dancing. And they're going to start rejoicing. For I am bringing healing to them. I am bringing healing to them. Wow. My goodness. Hey, something is happening now. Oh, yes. Break up the fallow ground of their hearts, God. Break up the fallow ground of the hearts. Keep pursuing them, Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, Lord. Shoho la ti da da la na makali doko hosia. Oh, la ti kohomba baba baba hasada de deada doko homba baba litaya. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I'll restore to you the years that the enemy has come and taken things away. And you'll eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people will never be put to shame. And then you will know that I am in the midst of you, and I am the Lord your God, and there is no other people, no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it will come to pass, and I'm going to pour my spirit, and I am pouring my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. And men are going to dream dreams, and young men are going to see visions. And on my men servants and maiden servants, I will pour out of my spirit in this day. Are you ready for the rain to fall upon you and your household? Are you ready for the rain? Are you ready for the new wine to fall out upon you? Hallelujah. The promise has come. It's time to pass over. The promise has come. The river is flowing. For all, not just for some. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Now is the time to participate. Come as you are, dancing, limping, leaping, running, walking. For all his promises concerning you, he is keeping. Be bold in your declarations. Let his word be your final proclamation. Arise, my beloved, to a new day and choose to believe in what he has to say. No longer be held back by traditions, for now is the time his word will come to fruition. Don't be moved by what you see, for those things will soon leave. After the storm, you will find yourself still standing on his word because you have made Jesus your Lord. All of his promises are now yours. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just had a thought. You know, sometimes maybe you need to filter your thoughts sometimes. But my thought was, you know, they were talking about giving everybody enough space. And I know it looks like we've got enough space, but you see, there's angels all around. So if you want to crowd your angel this morning, you go right ahead and crowd your angel. But, you know, we came to worship the Lord, didn't we? You know, I thought, and we're not going to do it, but I thought of that old song, you know, put on the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise in the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Glory to God. That's what we're called to do. Amen. All right.
Now is the time to give your
Praise you. Hallelujah. I don't know. Hopefully somebody's listening. You know what? Jesus is Lord. And we call to worship today, to praise him and magnify him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something happening. I'm like Pastor Shirley the last 6 weeks or so. Something's going on good in the heavenlies. And we claim that. We call it down in Jesus' name. And it's like she said, you know, you get phone calls from your kids, you know, and they go, oh, and they always come back to you and say, I need you to pray. I need you to pray. And you know what? And you say, you know what? God's grace. All right, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track, and God's going to take care of things. Hallelujah. Everybody ready for this one? Are we ready? All right.
And it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah. And it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, won't you choose it? You can't lose it.
There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. And it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
It's all you'll ever need. beautiful.
I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
There is power,
wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Now would you be free from your burden of sin?
There's power in the blood.
Woo! Power in the blood.
Would you or evil a victory win?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Would you be free from your passion and pride?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Let's go.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Service for Jesus your King.
There's power in the blood.
Power in the blood.
Would you live daily his praises to sing?
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working the precious blood of the Lamb.
All right, Willie.
Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church. The wildwood.
Oh, come to the church
in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. I've got that old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Hallelujah. Hey, if you can't have fun in church, where are you gonna have it? Amen. We're not gloom, doom, and agony on me. Oh, deep, dark destruction. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, our offering today, we're going to let you bring it up. We're just going by the guidelines so that everybody doesn't touch everything. I told somebody coming in, I said, we got a new movement here. You know, just have fun with it. But we're going to sing. Bring your offering up. You know, God's going to take care of all of us. You know, they may threaten to tell you you can't come to work. You know, whatever, you know, they, you know, and if they were to say all of a sudden, we don't want anybody leaving this place, I'm not saying they're going to do that. Trust God. Trust God. You know, pastor's not here today. He's had a rough week. And I said, don't go. He's been through too much right now. You know, so hey. But we're going to be back here next Sunday morning. The only way we won't be back here if they say you can't. We're not going to disobey laws. All right? But we'll be back next Sunday morning. Glory to God. We canceled the kids thing because with everybody out of school and all that, we thought, well, okay, we're going to follow the guidelines. But April the 11th, the Saturday before Easter, we're going to do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The King of Glory. Like I said, we're going to start singing. Father, I thank you. Supernatural provision. Lord God, I pray for, like Mr. Sam. Father God, I begin to pray for people in our church. Lord, you know, some of us, we're over 60. But it doesn't matter. Because the blood that we just sang about, the blood prevails. And it takes charge over us. And I just speak life and healing and protection to everybody and provision, supernatural provision for God's people. And Father God, that the world's going to look and say, how y'all doing? Oh, we're doing good. You know why we're doing good? Because God is our supplier. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Amen. All right. You just come as you feel led over here or over there and just thank God on your way for taking care of your supply, okay? All right.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up.
Come on, church.
Let the redeemed declare the love. As we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. There is one God who is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King. He is Jesus, King of Glory, strong and mighty. There is one God. He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King. He is Jesus, King of Glory, strong and mighty.
All right, you ready?
You are the King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Hallelujah. We make our declarations, don't we, church?
Yes.
Glory to God. I felt like it would be as we were practicing, you know, to think, you know, fear is a liar. I think I said it on the back side of the bulletin at the bottom, certain things to do. First thing was, you know, turn off your TV. Pray. Trust God. But if the enemy of fear is trying to come at you today, I just want to tell you that he is a liar. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your step. Fear, he is a liar.
Come on, church.
He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. When he told you you were troubles, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. Oh, fear, he is a liar.
Come on now.
He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear, he is a liar.
Oh, that fire.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears.
Come on.
Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel.
Oh, yes.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I hear.
Reach up for that fire to fall today, church.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I hear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears.
Hallelujah.
Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will rob your...
Take your breath.
Stop you in your step. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness,
cast your fear in the fire.
Savior. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know, overall, we just, you know, even at our practice Tuesday night, I've got to tell you, the reason I know that God is doing something, you know, even in our practice, the anointing has been strong that as we were singing, you know, people in church were coming to me, and I was walking around and praying in the sanctuary. I mean, you don't do that at a practice normally. God is moving. God is moving, and I tell you what, stay encouraged. You know, we don't go by numbers. We go by what we know God's doing, okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're going to, in this next song, it goes, just speak in the name of Jesus over everything. Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. As I know there's peace within your presence, I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name Jesus, till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name. Strong hope, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
We break every stronghold,
break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
All right, get ready, church. Begin to do some shouting.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
All right, now, let's get serious. You ready? Glory to God. Let's do it.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 We felt led in this final worship song. I want you to be seated. We come to the point. You know, when we come to praise and worship, we're not coming to be entertained. We're coming to praise and to worship God. But sometimes you get to that point in your service, the power of the Holy Spirit, and He says, I want you to be quiet just a minute. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to give you a word. I want you to let my word come in, and I want you to listen to me. And that's what this song is all about. It's an old one.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. Last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say.
Word of God, speak. Won't you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet,
washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
And in myself at a loss for words,
and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we dismiss classes, I asked Pastor Shirley to wait till after this. We're going to do as our president has asked us to do, and to pray for our nation. Pray for peace. Pray for
continued hope and wisdom, and that the people will not be so deceived. Amen.